Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. This is our 300th episode.
Is it?
Yeah, we're like the Spartans.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're fighting these fucking fat Persians. The man in front of me, the Leonidas of this group, Mike Ward.
I don't remember that movie, so I have no references. I am the Leonidas.
He goes around blowing dudes.
I am Leonidas. You're Pantelis, and our friend there also
Xerxes.
Blows dudes.
No, he's Ephialtes.
Okay.
Yo, I'm the hunchback.
Nice glasses, by
thank
the
you.
Way. Very cool glasses.
Thank you. Appreciate yeah. it.
Is Elton John asking for them back, or what's going on?
Oh, they are Elton John-esque. You just, I hate you.
You, yeah, yeah.
Because you fucking ruined them for me.
Yeah.
No, actually, Elton John's a legend. So.
You homophobe. he doesn't want, because he paid for them. So now he's like, am I more homophobic or more cheap?
Yeah. How much were they?
$3.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
They're gold plated.
To look like a homosexual. You could just walk around and do this, and it's the same price.
Yeah,
you
could lisp.
Just be you.
Yeah,
a lisp is free.
Yeah, but
you
then
could just go, hey.
But then they'll know, but this is a way to tell people, like, I'm still in the closet.
Okay. You
know? Yeah, you're out. You're out and about, my friend.
Yeah.
You're frolicking.
So that's a thing that this is, you're very much like that. Like, I'm rich. But I'm like, I like your glasses, and I'd be like, I want those. And 300, I'd be like, I can get some that look the same for 10
yeah,
online.
Yeah.
I'd get like the shitty knockoff version.
Yeah. Well, I bought from Aldo the same style, but in brown.
Okay.
For $20. And I'm like, yo, these look good on me, but they were plastic. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to buy the real deal. Because I had seen like these Cartier sunglasses.
So what? But like,
what prompted the real deal?
What's the difference between the real deal and the fake ones?
Well, these ones are gold,
but the gold plated ones look exactly the same.
No,
right?
No. Well, no. Yeah.
And those
no,
are probably
the other ones were
gold plated because
no,
if it was full gold,
the other
it'd
ones,
be like 2,000.
Well, they are gold plated. They're
okay.
20 carats gold plated, I think.
But it's gold plated.
Yeah.
He's good with money.
They're dipped in gold.
Yeah, so they're dipped
in gold.
You're dipped
in shit.
Yeah. They're dipped in gold.
But the other ones from Aldo were plastic.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
are they real plastic or just dipped in plastic? Because they get you sometimes.
Yeah,
you buy fucking plastic glasses, and then that motherfucker, they dip them in plastic, then the plastic peels off, and the inside is gold.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that.
Yeah, those fuckers. They got me with these. These aren't real plastic. I thought they were real
inside.
Plastic. It's all fucking gold. They're so heavy. They weigh fucking 19 pounds.
God, that would go.
My neck hurts. That's why I take them off. I don't wear them because my neck, I'm becoming a hunchback because of my stupid fucking gold
heavy
plastic
gold
glasses.
Yeah, no, they're all gold plated. Oh, they're not gonna just
I'm
go.
Very weird that way though. Like about like
yeah.
glasses, I never buy expensive glasses. And other things, like I don't care about money, but for some reason glasses, I think it's cuz I lose them and break them
yeah.
like in a day.
Yeah.
So I'm like even in Florida during the holidays, I was like, "Fuck it, I'm going to get like real Ray-Bans instead of my shitty fucking Amazon bands." And I paid, I don't know, they were on sale, but I paid like 150 or 200, and I lost them 4 days later.
That's what always happens.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I'm trying to be more careful because I always fuck up. Mm. The way I take them off and shit, I always break them. So there's so much money wasted on sunglasses.
Yeah. And when I buy cheap ones like these that I paid, I think $10, I've had these for 11 years. Like the cheap ones, I never lose. They never break. And the ones that I'm like, I can't scratch them. In a day, I fucking...
They fall in an open manhole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever lose anything down a drain, like in the street, like in a manhole?
Never. I actually have a phobia about that. Like every time
you
I'm near...
Fit.
No, not like
about
out.
A clown? You're afraid of the clown?
No. Like every time there's like a drain...
Everything
like,
floats down here
like,
except for you.
Even like... Well, I'm naturally... I'm afraid of heights. That's like
okay.
my only fear.
Yeah.
And like... And like every time I'm near, like
that's why
that's
he's like
the first time I hear someone that's afraid of a manhole because they're afraid of heights.
No,
but he's afraid of heights.
So
that's
hold
why
on.
He stays close.
You're afraid that it you step on it, it flips,
no,
and then
that's
you
why
fall
he stays
down.
Close
hold
to
on.
The lows in
I'm,
life.
I'm afraid of heights, so anything that's like open, that anything could fall through. I'm very
vaginas.
Cautious around. Like depends who's.
So and when you finger a girl, you're like you hold on to
no,
something.
No, whoa,
not
whoa,
fall
whoa,
in.
Whoa.
Hey, whoa. You call your friend. Can you spot me? I'm going to finger this.
It's going to be like an American Gods where the guy just goes into her fucking pussy.
What's wrong? What do you mean what's wrong, lady? I'm not going to fall in this gaping crevice. I have a fear. It's a phobia. You see, I'm wearing sunglasses for that reason. The shine from that hole.
So every time, like even like my elevator in my building, there's like a big gap. When you enter,
like
right?
But you can't fall through that gap.
It's not about falling. So I'm every time there's like
you're afraid you're gonna drop like your wallet or something.
My wallet, something. So every time I'm near like a manhole, like I tighten.
Do you throw all your stuff in the elevator first and then run like Indiana Jones?
No, I put them in a bag.
Okay. Like with someone going swimming.
Yeah.
And he hops
out of your plastic pouch.
And he makes a sound.
Yeah. He holds his nose.
I put him in my bag. That's what I did when I was moving because I was afraid I dropped my stuff down the hole.
I hate that.
I just threw everything. Yeah. I threw everything in the bag and I made sure it was zipped properly. And even like every time I would go over the elevator hole, like moving stuff into the building.
What's the space? Is it like this or? Oh, that's all.
Like this, yeah.
Like a good 3-4 inches.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a lot. Like this.
That's
so
what his girlfriend said too.
Like a bottle could fit through.
Yeah, yeah.
That means your elevator is broken.
Oh no, just old.
But it's not supposed to. Even though
that's a big gap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big gap.
Someone's cat could fall through.
Yeah.
It's true, eh?
Imagine you bring your little dog and your dog falls.
I would have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I did this when I could have done that. I'm fucking retarded as shit.
Oh, we know. How is it? How is it? It's like this? Is it?
Like, so it's about 3 inches. Yeah. What do you mean? So one hand is here. Imagine another hand is 3 inches to either side of this.
I'm picturing him going to like Canadian Tire trying to buy nails. I need a nail about this long to go through something around this thick.
Sir, are you okay? I'm okay. Are you okay?
Oh, shit. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I'm always afraid of elevators when they stop and they're not even with the floor. Yo. Like when they're a little higher.
I feel like I'm going to go in, it's going to fall, and I'm going to be cut in half.
Because I saw a thing once. I think it was on the Biography Channel, because they air garbage. It has nothing to do with biographies. About how, like, elevators, when they start fucking up before they actually fall, they just don't know exactly where to stop.
What do you mean? They don't just all fall.
No, that's not the natural they never fall. But, you know, if like, the ones that do fall before they fall, they for a good 10, 15 years, don't hit the floor at the right height.
What causes them to fall? I would think it's like that the levee or whatever gets loose, and then it breaks, right?
Yeah, I guess. I have no idea.
I think every couple of I don't know what the time frame is, but they're supposed to get inspected on the regular. If you have elevators in your building and you own the building, I think it's the owner.
Yeah, bro, you're telling us stupid shit that you don't have to say.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's like, guys, listen. If you live somewhere where there's winter. I don't know if you know this, but you have to change your tires every week, every winter. When it starts, you should change your tires to winter tires. Like, we know this.
FYI, if you're going to drive someplace, you need gas.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
If you own the car, if you don't own the car, you don't put gas in any car. Okay. But if you own it and you're going someplace, you need to put gas.
That's fucking... You know, that would have saved me a lot of headaches. Yeah. Had you told me sooner, Mike?
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Why you keep this information to yourself?
I like keeping secrets.
What are you, Bohemian Grove?
Yeah. That's the secret of my success. I don't tell anyone anything.
How about the gas thing?
I keep
especially?
All the information.
God damn it. I keep walking into shit
Go
today.
On.
The only thing you don't walk into is manholes.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing you're afraid of. But the actual danger is talking around us.
I wonder what's the over under. How many people have actually fallen into open sewers?
Probably zero.
No, there must be someone. There are idiots out there.
But like maximum, there's less than one person a year.
Well, now with phones, I think it's higher.
Because remember, like,
because you're not looking.
When I was little, I used to think, fuck, someone can lift it up and I'll fall through. But those things are, like, I remember a couple of times I tried lifting them and I wasn't able.
There was some that I was able to in Park X, like all the, but the ones that you could, I think it's because they're loose.
Okay.
And you could, they have like the bars. But then they changed that now. There's no more bars. Now it's a circular thing. And the only way to lift it, your fingers can't lift it. So you have to have a machine. Because I know they said if something, if you need to get in there, you could call the fire department.
Okay.
And you're supposed to be able to come and hook it and lift it up.
And okay. Because so, the same as like whenever I was little and I'd see like poor American neighborhoods, like black neighborhoods, they'd always have kids in front of like jumping through fire hydrants. So when I was little, I was like, fuck, there's a fire hydrant on my street. I'm going to grab my dad's tools.
Oh, no.
And, I fucking worked like a fucking crazy person all day, and I never got that shit loose.
I think the thing that you need, we don't even have. I think only fire departments have that shit.
Yeah.
Firehouses.
So, speaking of falling into manholes, between January 1st, 2015, and December 31st of 2020, only 3% of people involved in these preventable falls survived their injuries.
But that doesn't say how many.
So only 3% survived.
Yeah, which means
and you die, bro, and if it's too deep.
Yeah, 5,000.
Plus the Ninja Turtles.
5,568
people. Is it Donatello that's fucking these bastards up?
Around 5,500 people fell.
5,500
in five years. So that's like 1,100 a person.
That's worldwide, right?
I think this is Times of India. So in India.
Oh, India. Okay, bro, that's India. Different. Bro.
I didn't pay attention to
manholes. Yeah, okay, that doesn't count, bro. That doesn't count.
Yeah, fucking a manhole in India. They're like, put straw on that.
Yeah.
That'll keep the people out. Are you done with your soup? I need the bowl.
Yeah. No, that doesn't count, bro.
5,500. Jesus Christ. That's amazing. That means, like, on the list of causes of death in India, falling in a manhole is in the top six.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
About 1,000 yearly in U.S.
Okay.
That's still a lot.
But in India,
because,
like, in America, there's a lot of gun deaths. But in India, no one has guns. So there's probably more people that die falling in manholes than getting shot.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hold on. I wonder if they have like crazy people that break into like elementary schools and grab kids and throw them down manholes. That's Sandy Hook.
Manhole crime is on the rise.
They do have less firearm deaths than manhole.
But of course, they're not a firearm.
That's amazing.
They're not.
They don't have firearms.
I wonder if they're gonna
make a dumb statistic though, because if you don't have it, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're talking about making manholes illegal. And have other people going, we need more manholes.
Yeah.
That's
well, a lot of people are falling down manholes. What do? More manholes.
You know how you stop these bad manhole deaths? Good manhole deaths.
Yeah. Every person should have their own manhole.
Criminals should be thrown in the manhole.
Manholes don't kill.
Yeah. We'll just change it. We'll try woman holes for a while. They're a little bit smaller.
Yeah, a manhole. It sounds so fucking gay.
Yeah.
A manhole.
Yeah.
It sounds like someone goes, I fell in a manhole. It sounds like you
tripped and fell into some dude's
asshole. Or you went on Pornhub and you started watching porn and then it's like a rabbit, like a gay rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I wrote
the manhole.
Lesbian. I wrote lesbian chicks. I wanted two chicks and a guy, so I wrote bisexual. And then I fell in a manhole.
Yeah. And then it was all dicks all the time.
I went down a manhole. That's amazing.
They may have started someone in construction. His wife heard him on the phone. And he's like, yeah, man. And then I just went inside that manhole. It's like, what are you talking about? Oh, that's what it's called, the hole in the ground.
Yeah.
You mean the sewer? No, it's called a manhole because I'm a man. And I went in the
hole.
Why
were you telling your friend you were going to lick that sewer hole?
Just to see if there's any radiation. We're checking for toxins. But you said you came inside the manhole. Yeah, I came.
I went in. I came. I'm not good at grammar.
I'm not good at
grammar. If I was good at grammar, I wouldn't be working construction. I'm good with my hands and my fingers and my mouth. Mostly my mouth.
My cock sometimes too. Manhole.
Oh, that's amazing.
I wonder if porn company, like, do they have to reinvent themselves every couple of years? Because everything gets old, right? Like alcoholics, after a while, they get tired of certain drinks.
Yeah.
So doesn't, like, do porn companies have to, because they invented the porn websites, invented the thing that YouTube stole, apparently, where you could hover over a thumbnail and it shows you stuff. That was done in porn first.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I remember there was a video about it online.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that's
porn.
Is everything, it, everything good about any type of video is always from porn.
Porn first. That's what I found out. Yeah.
Like one thing though, I don't like that I've been going through lately. I'm like in a nostalgic era.
Face?
I'm like today. I was like, I want to watch some porn, and then I was thinking of a porn star I used to like in the early 90s.
Who's 70 now?
Yeah, she's in her 50s, but she had crazy tits.
Back then?
But like just like huge, like stupid tits. Like I Googled her, because she wasn't even on Pornhub. I had to Google. And they're just disgusting tits. They're like just fucking big fake tits. And
I'm not into that.
It was neither am I, but you know,
because to me it just seems too goofy. It seems too fake. Yeah. It's like a cartoon.
But I was watching it like, and it was just horrible because everything is in like 380, so it's no definition. So
you're squinting.
Yeah.
Speaking of tits, there's a trend on TikTok where women flash their tits in something reflective to get past the not the algorithm, the what's it called, the rules and regulations.
The Chinese government.
So Chinese
government doesn't like titties.
There's just a bunch of broads just fucking going, like pretending to clean their bathroom, and in the faucet,
on the porcelain,
on the porcelain or whatever.
You see their tits.
You see their tits clearly.
We're talking nice tits.
Like nice tits, and they just.
And you're watching this.
Allegedly.
Well, obviously you brought up. Yeah. But can I tell you something? Aren't there other sites where you can see the tits clearly?
Yes, but there's something exciting
about seeing tits that you're not meant to see.
Exactly.
God damn. You become a Muslim man living in Saudi Arabia.
Well, because you have everything accessible.
Yeah. No. It's a reflection tits.
Because everything accessible becomes boring, right? So when you add some excitement to it, you know, now it's like, did I catch a tit?
That's how like all guys are. When you go to a strip club, The hottest chick is always the waitress.
Yeah.
Or the bartender.
Yeah.
But, like if it's a woman bartender, but.
Yeah. Okay, the hottest chick is the DJ.
The hottest chick is the manhole. Yeah. The manhole that's playing the music.
Coming to the stage today. Oh, that's my asshole.
Get your fingers out of my manhole.
I would have loved. It's too late now. They won't allow me.
But like women have become.
They're going to know I'm fucking around. They won't let it happen. But I would have loved to be for one weekend a strip club DJ.
I did that for a day. Did I tell you that?
Oh, I think that would be so fun to be like, now come to the stage, another dumb bit. What? Yeah. I would have so much fun with it.
When I first moved to Montreal and I wanted to become a comic, I was nervous about going on stage because I was like, I can't speak in public. But I was like, I was in a strip club and then I saw a thing that was written help wanted, or I think I was walking down St. Catharines, help wanted a DJ. So I walked in and I applied for the job and the guy was like, okay. Do you want to start now? And I was like, okay. And the guy, I asked him, I go, do I use my real voice or do I use that fake DJ voice?
DJ, baby.
And then he's like, what do you mean? And then I was like, oh, shit, he's got that voice all the time.
So, what do you mean, sir? Yeah.
So then I...
Come up to the DJ booth.
He was like, okay, I'll try you for one day, and then if you're good, I'll hire you. And I was horrible because I kept... I wouldn't remember the girls' names, so I'd just make up any slutty-sounding name. So I'd be like... Okay, coming to the stage, Cassandra. And then I'd have some dumb bitch going, it's Candy. And I was like, who cares?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
And then I
no one's going to remember.
I had customers, like regulars, because people that go to a strip club in the afternoon go there a lot. So they fucking love these girls. And they know their names. And then I'd have guys coming up to me going, that wasn't cool. That you called Candy Cassandra.
It's actually quite offensive.
And I was like, okay.
What?
Yeah.
As a feminist myself, I will tell you, sir, that was offensive.
Yeah.
Know her name.
Yeah. So I just did it for like, I didn't even finish my shift. Because I had all these girls coming up to me. Because I was like, it's going to be amazing. I'll have these hot chicks that are half naked coming on to me, but they'd just come and start yelling at me.
I would love it for that. For the, now, it's like maybe when I was younger, I would get distracted because of all the tits. But now, being a grown ass man, I would have so much fucking fun with it. Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Like, don't worry, boys. We recently had her at the clinic. She's clean. It's sand. I would fuck around so much, bro. If only somebody would have fucking let me do it.
There's a strip club DJ in Quebec City that got in trouble a couple years ago.
For doing shit like that?
Because, no, he hid cameras in one of the booths.
I wouldn't do that.
He'd always get if famous people came into the club.
To go in that
room?
He'd
get them, and famous people in Quebec City are like politicians, and it's mostly politicians. Yeah. So he'd get politicians to go in, get a hand job, and then he'd have video on them, and then he'd try to bribe them.
Bribe him or extort them?
Extort them, sorry, yeah.
Because that would be funny. He's like, I have a video of you jerking off. What are you going to do with it?
$5,000.
I'd like to give you an extra $5,000. Yeah. What? I really like the video.
No, so and then he did that. I don't know if it ever worked, but he did that to one guy, and the guy just called the cops, and he was like, "I went to a strip club, and this fucking guy filmed me," and they were like, "Okay, let's arrest the guy."
That's amazing.
Oh, and he got arrested.
He got arrested, and they closed the club because they're like, "You're insane. You're hiding cameras when there are naked women rubbing their fucking asses." Yeah. On these men that are all probably married or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, do you think, in all honesty, because I didn't think about the regulars. I was thinking of the gag. Let's say non-regulars. Let's say it was a night. If you go to a strip club and they would have allowed me, because they have a sense of humor, to be the DJ. Do you think, forget the strippers, let's assume that they'll have a sense of humor. Do you think there's people that would actually get mad at me with my jokes?
Like, they would.
I want to be horny, dude. I don't want to laugh. Like, do you think that would get that?
I feel like if people knew about it and it was the whole thing for the night.
No, they didn't know. I'm saying if they don't know about it.
Oh, if they don't know?
They're sitting there and there's 100%.
100% there's going to be a loser.
Why would you get mad? Yeah. It's so funny.
Because, dude, come on. They're there. Like he said, they're there in the after. Like, they're fucking, you know, what are you doing?
What about at night? Where it'd be young people? Do you think young people would get
night? At night, they wouldn't get as mad.
Yeah.
I think day strip clubs, the guys that are there mean business. They're like, okay, I haven't had a girlfriend. I haven't touched a tit that I didn't pay for in the last 17 years, but I think fucking Candy wants me. She didn't tell me her real name yet. She doesn't want to tell me. She says she doesn't have kids, but she has a lot of stretch marks and a bunch of little boys coming to get lunch money.
And you think if she's on the stage, I'm now coming to the stage, named after the thing that tricked her into going in the van with the guy when she was young, Candy.
No!
I think people will.
Now coming to the stage, Puppy. Pet my puppy. They all have pedophile names. And now, secret, coming to the stage.
Now coming to the stage. Don't tell anyone that she fucked Justin Trudeau. It's Cassandra. It's like, whoa, what the fuck, dude? Yeah,
that's amazing.
I would love to do that.
I would find that hilarious.
I know, like at night, because at night, I think people would laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the day, though, there's something about a strip club in the day that's sad, but it's the people that are there all seem happy. They all seem depressed, but happy to be there. It's like eating chicken soup. It's like it's good for the...
I like chicken for the soul.
For the soul. You feel good. You're like, oh, my life isn't going that good. Her life isn't going that good either.
She's here in the day.
She's not hot enough to be at night. I don't have enough confidence to get out of the house after six. So we're just going to hang out.
I never thought about it like that.
I had one of my friends. I went to a strip club years ago. I was in Quebec City, and I had a bunch of friends. I don't know if it was a high school reunion or... I saw a bunch of dudes from high school in a place... And I was like, what are you guys doing in town? And they were like, let's just go to a strip club. So I follow them to the strip club. We get there. And one of my friends that lives in that town, we walk into the strip club and every stripper knew him by name. Like every stripper.
Oh, my God.
They didn't call his name was Wilson, but they called him Willie. They're like, hey, it's Willie, it's Will. Hey, it's Big Will. And then
they're telling you stuff like, this guy got my kid through college.
But he, like, every chick knew him. And he was like,
He's a big
proud,
pimp.
Proud and ashamed at the same time. Because he was like, I don't come here that often. And I was like,
hey, Will, third time in the same day? That's amazing.
Yeah. I have a question. Wouldn't you give, if you were that often in, like, in strip clubs or whatever, wouldn't you give like a fake name?
If you're that often, you got used to it. I would mostly give, I would request to have some kind of a members club reward card or something.
I think too, like if
like I should be a VIP. Everyone knows me.
If you're there that often, I think a lot of guys, and I'm this way too. You know when you know a stripper's real name, how important you feel? You're like, fucking Cassandra told me her name is Nancy. I know Nancy. So you feel like, I know shit. So probably my friend was like,
you felt like an insider.
She knows my name, but I know her real name.
Who gives a shit? I don't care at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I broke that veil when I was young. I remember 18, 19, we're at a strip club. And I even said that shit. So then I go, let me ask, because you're just sitting there talking at the table. And I go, what's your fucking real name? And she's like, no, it is. I go, nobody's fucking named Portia. What's your fucking
name?
No
one cares.
And then she sadly had said it. And everyone at the table was like, how did you know it was the real name? I was like, I can't be this much smarter than everyone at the table.
Oh, everyone thought her name was Portia.
But they were young.
They
were young. I caught on quick. I was like, it's an elaborate show.
Yeah,
but it's obvious that...
No, it's obvious to you as an adult man. As a young, horny kid, you don't think
far. You think
so? Yeah, yeah.
Because I knew, like, when the first time I went to... Like, I knew it wasn't the real name.
But had you had any experience? Did you see anything on TV? Did you get it? You were more... The older the generation... Like, you're a younger generation. You were more exposed to it on TV.
Yeah.
Mine was just the one before when it was scrambly shit on TV. They didn't even have porn accessible. So we didn't know all that shit. We didn't have movies. We didn't, you know?
If I was a stripper, I'd use a name that sounds... kind of real. It's kind of sexy. Like, I wouldn't use a name like Candy, or I'd use something like Vanessa.
I would go all, if I was a stripper, Vanessa's I'd be War Machine. I'd go fucking crazy, bro.
Coming to the stage, Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I'd go nuts. I'd go fucking nuts. I'd go wild.
Or you use a name that sounds very masculine. You're like Steve.
Come to the stage, Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. Tranny Dave.
Tranny Dave.
Well, no, it's my name.
Yeah.
My father's Czechoslovakian.
Yeah.
It's an old Czech name. Czech
Republic. The Trans-Canadian Highway. It's like, what do you mean? I like to go on the road. I'm on the road a lot. That's why they call me that. Are you sure? I'd go all out. But I think I fuck around too much. That's why I would never be able to have something... I would have loved it when I was not super young, because I wouldn't have good lines. But at a good age where I was smart enough to come up with quick lines, that would be so much fun to be a DJ at a strip club.
It must suck being a stripper in Quebec, though, because like customers are allowed grabbing and touching and poking. So you always have fucking strangers grabbing your pussy and your tits.
You're allowed like when they're dancing on stage?
You're allowed if no one catches you.
Pussy, you're not allowed.
Yeah, I think you...
If you charisma, you're allowed to do anything, really.
If you tip well enough, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, so then he's saying it's consent.
Yeah. But you're allowed grabbing tits, that I know. You're allowed grabbing ass.
But that's everyone. That's how I treat the staff here.
Everything but pussy, but I know if you tip enough, they'll let you do whatever you want.
And how much is enough?
Like a couple $100.
That's a lot.
More or less than your glasses.
Yeah.
Less.
Well, at least.
Oh, shit. Can you trade your glasses?
Yeah.
Be
like, can I finger your manhole?
Yeah. Sir, I saw your glasses. You're clearly a homosexual. You're in the wrong club. You put your hands down my pants. There's no penis. So it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. I really don't want you to go home.
I don't want your fucking faggy glasses. You don't want to grab a pussy.
God damn.
Oh,
no, but a couple $100, they turn into an escort, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
everyone.
Yeah.
But dude, it's so fucking funny. Oh, man. There's something fun about that. Did you ever have any friends? I never met anyone that was a real DJ to do it for a while.
I think
Massimo actually did in Toronto.
A comic in French, Patrick Groux, was a strip club DJ.
Did he
DJ.
Have fun with it? Did he
when
fuck
he
around?
Was, he was in a strip club DJ in a gay club, though.
Did he have fun?
No.
I would have fun there, too.
He said it was funny. He said it was funny, but he'd get... And he was a strip club DJ in a gay bar in the like early 90s, in the days when everyone was super homophobic. So he wasn't homophobic, but he'd be like...
As coming to stage, totally not gay. Ass cheeks McGee.
But he said, like, a lot of times customers, when they found out he was a straight dude, would try to hit on him, and then he'd get angry. He'd be like, you fucking asshole. You fucking come near me, I'll fucking kill you. And then they were like,
did they make jokes?
What? This is turning me on even more. I'm so excited. This fucking straight guy's gonna murder me.
Was he playing it straight on the mic, or was he having fun with it?
No, he was coming
to the stage.
Yeah, he's not doing like a, he wasn't doing like a gay voice, like going, this guy's got a beautiful cock.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Gay boy doing that. I thought more of like, coming to stage now, a real cocksman, Dave.
Yeah. I never asked. I asked them, though, because I was like, guys, because the way I pictured, because I went to a guy strip club once with a bunch of girls when they had the 281, the Duc at the Mayor.
But that's not a strip club area. Wasn't that like a man burlesque?
Like a Chippendales type thing. And I remember the fucking women going, like, losing their shit. And the guys had come out, they were dressed as firemen or fucking cops. Or
chicks love fires.
Yeah, and so I asked them, I was like, in a gay bar, is it like that? And he was like, no, it's like a straight bar. It's just guys like going on stage, dressed normal, showing their dicks, and then other guys that are kind of pathetic just staring at them. There's something very sad. Whereas when it's women in a guy strip club, the women fucking lose their shit. I saw a woman. Like, the night I was there, the guy, like, pulled his dick out, and a woman was up close, and she just fucking put it in her mouth, and he pushed her away, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
chicks are crazy.
If I did if I was in a strip club, and a chick, like, showed her vagina, and I was like, murdered.
Yeah.
They would murder me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even fucking...
You're right to bring this double standard up, Mike. Yeah. I think we should take this to the highest court in the land. Yeah. We need to put an end to this.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of gay clubs.
Oh, I don't want to get off it, though. I have a story.
Okay. I mean gay strip clubs.
My cousin.
Oh.
My cousin, when I was younger, I haven't seen this guy. He moved to the States. I haven't seen him in years. He was, I know the story, it's in the family, it's pretty funny. He was under 30 in his 20s. He was a good-looking man, chiseled. He got a job downtown. I don't know if it was 281, but at a gay strip club.
Okay.
So my uncle.
And he's a straight guy.
Yeah, he's a straight guy. So my uncle finds out.
No.
Someone tells him. He's like, hey, you know, your son. He's like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, no, he's there. So he went into the strip club while his son was dancing, like grinding and going crazy on it. And he went on stage and it was a whole thing that broke out. He was grabbing him by the ear and the hair. And this is an adult man.
No!
I don't know what's happening. And he's Greek, so it's broken what he's saying. And he's trying to say that it's his son. And he's like, it's my daddy. You know, it was like a crazy, awful scene. It was a complete embarrassment. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was told this. And when they were telling to me, like, it was a sad day. And I had just a big grin. I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
That must have been amazing to see, like, an older Greek immigrant just yelling fucking like broken English at this kid that's like, oh, fucking, I'm brought in shame on the family.
Yeah, dude. So he's like, this is, you know, like, you're cut, and they're trying to shame, like, what they're telling the story as if I'm going to be ashamed for him. And I was just smiling. I was like, this is great. This is fucking hilarious.
Buy your pussy, come here.
Yeah, and it was bad, apparently.
God damn.
Yeah. It's funny. And that was one of the reasons why he moved away.
What? Why?
Yeah. The father or the son? The son. Okay.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I was young. I was a kid.
Who told the father? Like, it's the same thing. Like when you told me about your friend that was in that porn sucking dick, and then you were like, "Hey, someone told me." But who saw that?
So before we go to the because I don't know who told him. I know that it was. I know. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. No, the porn. We'll get to in a second. But the family friend. It wasn't my. It was an older guy that told him. But I remember telling my mom, asking my mom once. I go, did anybody like?
Ask why
the old guy, and just, you know, in her head, she's like looking at me, and she's like,
"Oh, this fucking that's a good question." Yeah.
Wait, what was the question?
Because the guy that told my uncle, he was his age, my uncle's age.
Oh, that is a very good question.
But he didn't. He said, matter of fact, if you go there, he's there right now. All that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's too.
So it's not like
that's suspicious.
Like if you're walking in front of a gay strip club and I see you walking in the gay strip club, and I don't really know you. You might be a fucking...
A patron. A bartender.
You might be the repairman.
Yeah.
Going in to fucking fix a fridge.
Yeah.
And, but if the guy goes, he's there right now, that means he knows what days he works.
Yeah.
Okay, he works from fucking 8 to 3 in the morning, Monday to Friday.
I'll do you one better. I wish I remembered his name. Family friend that I never met. This was before my time. My mom was telling me the story. Because when they first moved here in Montreal, we lived on, before I was even born, on, and then when I was born, we still lived until I was like 5, on Pine Avenue. Close to Pine St. Dominic, right there.
Okay.
So, and everything down here, you know, it was more booming, like all the way down. Mm. So it wasn't as cracky, but it was still a lot of nightclubs and stuff. So there's a, they would go to clubs around here. This demographic here started to change. It started to become more and more gay, this and that. Okay. Mm. So a family friend, a Cretan guy. And the Cretan guys are fucking like, they're like the Texans of Greece. They fucking go crazy. So he's picking up what he thinks is a lady.
Oh, no.
At a club, at a bar, whatever. And his friends are telling him. This is what my mom said. I go, everyone that says the story, the Cretans, they go, they all told him, yeah, that's not a woman. He's like, you guys can't trick me. This is a fucking hot ass lady. I haven't seen a lady this hot ever.
No.
Bro, takes him to the back, bro. Pulls out a huge cock.
No.
The guy tried to stab him.
No. Oh, the Cretan tried to stab the...
Oh my God, that's like the opposite of my story with my uncle, where he almost got stabbed by... Oh my God.
There's something crazy, though, about like in those days, like the... Do you know the story? Do you know Danny Bonaducci? He was an actor in the Brady Bunch. I think it was the Brady Bunch. And then he was a radio guy in Vegas.
Okay.
And then he was front page news because he had picked up a hooker, and she started sucking his dick. And then he tried to fuck her, and then he saw that she had a dick, so he beat the fuck out of her. He beat and in those days they weren't trans; they were like just dudes in a dress. He beat the fuck out of this dude, and then it became front page news. But wouldn't, like, those guys kind of know, like,
so there's a guy in Park X, don't say his name, do you remember the story? Okay, good. Just so it doesn't slip out, because I've said this story on podcast, and he I think he said it publicly too, or it was, but I don't know if he said it publicly or if people keep saying it publicly for him, so that's the only reason why I don't want to say his name. But I think he's cool with it, but I still don't want to say his name. Anyways, I'll tell
it
you.
It doesn't matter after.
But you're going to remember when I tell the story. So years, but they're old. This is the older generation for me. They were on Ontario Street. They were driving around trying to pick up hookers. And he picks up a hooker. Takes her back. I don't know if it was to his house or they had rented a hotel town. I don't know. But they were all together, the guys. And he goes, I don't want sloppy second. I'm going to go first. And he started getting his dick sucked. And he started to realize as he was getting his dick sucked, he was pulling off a wig.
No.
And it was a guy. But he realized too late. He was already in like, he was getting sucked.
He was like, I'm going to come.
He yelled in Greek while they were in the other room. He's like,
it's a dude.
Yes. In a peruca. Like, she has a wig.
I think I heard about this.
Now you know. He's like, she has a wig. But he's like, it was too late. I continued. I had to come. Like, So they kept calling him. They kept making fun of him for years after that. Like, the fact that he continued.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, it's already started.
Yeah.
So,
and for real, like, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him. It's just hilarious.
Yeah. Because if you didn't want to have gay sex, you already had gay sex.
Yeah,
so not coming, you still had gay sex. Your friends are going to tease you.
Might as well get it.
The stories about him, were a legendary, like, hilarious. He would, Pookie had the best story about him, where he goes, they were walking in front of Park Athena, and there was one of those, like, disgusting crackhead hookers.
Oh,
like,
I know who you're talking about exactly now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I know.
It's going to give it away. So I'll, this is a made-up name. It's not his real name. But she's like, Steve. And the buddy's like, Pookie. He's like, or the guy who's with him goes, like, I think she's calling you. He's like, I don't fucking know her, bro. I don't fucking know her. He's like, but she's saying your name. He's like, Steve, come. We had fun last time. I'll let you in the back door this time. Yeah. He's like, I don't fucking know her. My like, he's like, but she's saying your name. It was, so this guy has like a long history of funny stories. Like, it's like he would always get into like degenerate situations. And he's the generation before me, so he's probably closer to your age. So he grew up in that era. So think about your era.
So there was no way of having sex with a dude my generation, that was unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of shit. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I had a friend that he had told us that he, when he went to Thailand, he didn't know about the lady boy situation. Because in the old days, no one knew that. And then he went to Thailand and he came back and he was like, I got a blowjob from this chick. She was kind of hot. And then I tried to fuck her and she didn't want to fuck. So he just got a blowjob. And then he realized the next day that it was a dude, but it was too late. And he just thought it was funny. Like, so he told everyone and no one fucked with him because we all thought it was funny
too. It was a mistake.
Yeah, because he was like, yeah. I should have known. I should have known, but.
There was a guy that used to work out with Poseidon. And he
said, oh, yeah, that was the next person I was going to bring up. Dude, it was so
funny because he's like, dude, I always get hand jobs. I always go. I love getting massage hand jobs. I love these massage parlors. And then it was during the time when Poseidon loved to go to the hookers too. But then he was trying to like one up him. He's like, not like you fucking peasant here. My girlfriend lets me to get them. So I go to Thailand, bro. And then I was like, what? He's like, I go to Thailand. That's where I get, not like this guy who goes here locally. And I was like, yeah, but locally, it's like, this is known as a hooker town. Like, there's a lot of prostitutes, but they're female. Thailand is just a bunch of dudes. And he's like, what? He's like, what are you talking about?
I was like, well, I didn't know.
Yeah, he was just saying. He's like, that's not. I go, that's fucking true. That's
no.
You're just going to do that.
Like, he knew. Remember the suspicious
shit? Yeah, I felt like
shit?
He knew. Yeah, because I was like, dude, I think you're just like, you're bragging for the wrong reasons. You're trying to one up him, but I believe he one upped you, sir.
Do you remember the videos he would take where he was just chilling with a bunch of Indian dudes?
Oh,
no, and
dude,
their shirts open. He's like, I made new friends.
And, and I was like, bro, all your videos come off as super gay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing gay about me. Meeting cool Indian dudes, bro. Started a gang together. And I was like,
so it's
like,
him with Indians and with no shirts on?
In Thailand, yeah. And I was like, why are you all shirtless? And you're all like touching. You're like, yeah, we're all cool dudes.
I had a guy tell me.
Like, I'm a cool dude. I don't touch dudes and be like, we're cool dudes.
I had a guy tell me that there were a lot of Indian dudes that went to Thailand to bang lady boys. And he said it's because he goes, and this was an Indian guy, so it's not me being racist. It's him. He was like, my people are very cheap, so it's cheaper to fuck a lady boy than to fuck a woman. And I was like, God damn, that's being tight with money.
That's being tight with money, not with assholes. Yeah. I like that. But I like the economics of it. But the friend that we were talking about last time who was in a tranny porn video, and it was fat. I got the link. I saw it.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah, it was real.
You sent it
but
to me.
I said the exact same thing as you. I go, hey, let me ask
I'm
you
happy
guys.
You didn't watch that video to the end or else you would have seen me.
Yeah. But it was a compilation. Yeah,
it was a compilation.
It's funny because when I found out, they didn't want to tell me. So they had known for like a year and they're like, we can't tell you. You're going to blow up. You might.
They thought you were going to fuck with them?
No. They thought, first of all, I wouldn't be able to handle. Like the laughter might kill me.
Yeah.
And they were scared that I would publicly, but I'm not going to shame. Yeah. I don't give a shit. I'm not ashamed of the guy. I'm not mad at him. But it's just so random because the acting in it is so bad too. It's like, whoa, is that a dick? Like all that. Yeah. But I thought when they told me it was fake.
What I love though about that video when you sent it to me is he's wearing sunglasses and a hat thinking, no one's going to recognize me. I got a dick in my mouth. But they're not going to know it's me. I'm wearing a toque. Why whenever they see me, I don't have a hat on. Now I have a toque on. I'm not a toque guy.
The way it happened was funny because he showed me and I'm at my buddy's house and I'm freaking out. I'm crying, laughing. I'm like, this is insane. And then I stop. I go, how did you guys find out about this?
And then
my buddy's like, oh, it was, and he says, And then I'm like,
How did he know?
Yeah. He's like, he saw it on the site. He found it on YouPorn. And I was like, yeah, again. Again, this is this is just chicks with dicks videos. Like, he's like girlfriend.
Like a lot of
doesn't he just like chicks? And he's like, and Alex goes to me. He's like, stop asking questions.
Yeah. I remember.
I had a guy tell me once when you know Pornhub was in trouble a couple of years ago, and he was saying there's so much fucking kiddie porn on Pornhub. You're always landing on kiddie porn. I was like, I've never seen anything that even remotely looks like kiddie porn. So if you're seeing a bunch of kiddie porn,
what are you typing in?
YouPorn or Pornhub, what the fuck are you searching for?
I didn't know there was kiddie porn until the scandal.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
But how upset were you when you found out?
Like, I was upset because I could have went and back fucking
I
watched.
I wasted so many years.
I had to fucking illegally download. But you know what kind of hoops I had to jump through when it was right in front of me the whole time, bro?
I set hard drives on fire. Yeah, the tranny thing was fucking hilarious. That was fucking funny. Just, oh, is that a dick?
But
terrible acting.
But going.
Oh, I did a thing because you said that you always watch your Pornhub on the incognito mode, yes, or whatever. So the other day I did that, and there's so many fucking people in Canada are bisexual. Because every fucking, like, my incognito mode was that there were, like, fucking, like, three or four movies of guys sucking dicks.
Really?
Yeah.
When you suck a dick, you're a gay man.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you say, because recently I've gone, I was, like, going through the videos, like, hot videos in Canada, and one of them was, like, a dude sucking a lady boy's dick. I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. What is this doing in a hot... So I just search whatever
people
I want.
People are becoming more experimental. Yeah.
I guess. Everyone,
the thing, I've wanna...
never been into guys, and you can't get me to get into guys. It's not in me. I don't have the urge. You know, people are curious. They do something. Yeah. I've never been curious about dudes. I hate men.
I want to write a...
I'm with the feminists.
I want to write a bit about this. I'm pretty sure, like, all young guys are bisexual now. A little
now?
Bisexual. Everyone seems a little gay to me.
I don't know.
I understand why you're saying that.
Like the young ones.
Like, no, they seem a little effeminate, but I don't think everyone's bi. I think it's just like it's always been. There's always people who are bisexual, people who are straight, people who are gay. But back in the day where people were mean, they'd beat the shit out of you. So that's all I think it is.
They scared the gay out of me. The bullies scared the gay out of me.
That's all I think it is. I think now because we're more accepting and nobody... The truth is most people don't give a fuck.
Whenever I hear people talk about experimental stage... I was like, fuck, they didn't know my friends in high school. If I never had an experimental stage, but if I did, my friends would have beaten the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like it's not right, but we were very homophobic.
Yeah, when I look back now, yeah, I may have gotten stabbed if I had done anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They would have got, but then again, I don't know. They would have probably
They probably wouldn't have cared. But I feel like they would have
judged
me. No,
they would have cared. They would have cared, but it wouldn't have been... It would have been like just like, look at this fag. But then we still would have been friends.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't that early. The generation before me would have beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. I felt bad. Like, I think I told you this already, but the first gay guy I ever met or that was openly gay, and he wasn't even openly gay at the time, was John St. Goddard, the Montreal comic. I didn't know he was gay when I met him. And we used to write together, me, him, and this other guy. And I used to always fucking, like, tell gay jokes that I'd heard. And I'd be like, and then the fucking fag. And then I'd be like, you should have seen this guy. And he was talking about some fucking fag. And then the other guy, one time we're at John's house. And then John goes to the bathroom. And he's like, you do realize that John is gay, right? And I was like,
you don't talk like that about my friend.
I was like, no, but I was like, what? No, he's not. No, he's not gay. He's not. He can't be gay. Because in my mind, like, gay was fucking Elton John or the Village People. And I was like, no, he's not gay. And he's like, he's fucking 31 and he's got a 50-year-old roommate. Like, of course he's gay.
No, he's friendly.
Yeah, and I was like, no, he's not good with money and he needs a fucking place to live. And they have a fucking 4-bedroom house with just one bed.
I don't know why I never, like, I love gay jokes like me, but I never gave a fuck. Like, I never, it was never.
No, neither did I.
I was never like, I can't be, like,
but
I never,
I always loved gay jokes. I still love gay jokes.
Oh, still, but I don't know why I never had an issue with it.
Yeah.
Like, I never gave
a fuck. Well, most, like straight guys that hate gay people are always gay.
Maybe it's that,
yeah. Like, whenever you see guys that are like, these fucking fags, let's go beat up fags, you want to beat them up.
Because you want to try to fuck them.
You secretly want to suck their dicks.
I think it might be that. Yeah.
So you're like, why are you keeping me from Jesus? You with your beautiful cock, you fucking sexy bastard.
Yeah, I think it must be that, because I can't put myself in a mindset where that would be the deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, this guy's so cool. He's funny on stage, but he's gay. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's not what's going to bother. Now, if he's a communist, different fucking story.
Yeah, well communists are.
If he's a communist, I want to suck his cock.
communist cock.
I'm gay for communism.
The big CC. It is. Let's know. I wonder if the friend that we're talking about, I don't think it's public. Like, I think the few people that caught it, because the other guy was looking at trans porn.
Oh,
the guy in the video. I don't know if he's doing. Do you think he's like made a career of it? He's doing other videos, or he?
Oh, oh no, the, but the guy doing the transporting thing.
But, yeah. But we know he was like fucked up. He
no,
was,
didn't you tell me that someone had tricked him and they were like, "This is the way you get your foot in the door." Yeah, that's of, what
they,
porno-
yeah, yeah. But that's what they told me.
But then we had another friend tell us like he saw him around and he wasn't doing too well like psychologically.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was.
Imagine though, if you're like, because if he was only sucking dicks in porno movies, thinking, okay, at first I suck dicks, and then the hot chicks are gonna show up,
and they never show up.
Why would you get a guy with a toque sucking cocks to bang the hot ladies?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
but you know how fucking sad you must be after you're like, I sucked fucking 18 cocks.
Tricked into for sucking nothing. Dick.
Tricked into sucking dick once is shame on you. But tricked into sucking dicks twice, shame on me.
Holy fuck, yeah. That must be hard to handle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he wasn't doing too well psychologically.
That's what they said. I can't remember that. I feel bad.
Yeah. And apparently his family found out too or some shit.
Because if you're into that, it's a good job, right?
Yeah,
but if you're into it, by all means.
Yeah.
So call it dick.
If there's nothing sadder though, whenever I hear, like, I watched a documentary about porn a couple years ago, and apparently, like, porno stars, like the gay porn stars that are gay for pay, like straight guys that do gay stuff for money, they get paid like a million times more. But you know how rough that must be mentally if you're not gay at all, but you're accepting money to have sex with dudes? That must fuck with you.
For
like,
sure.
Like, later on, you must be like, God damn.
You feel raped.
Yeah.
Well, it's
it's
like escorts. Yeah, escorts, well, like, too, they can't do that for too long. That'll fuck them up, like, mentally as well.
No, some if they, like, unless they have pimps that treat them like shit, but chicks that run their own business.
Our friends seems fine.
I think they can do it a long time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
I think they can do it a long time.
She was shocked that one night when you were trying to bang her, but after that, she's fine.
I think for escorts, and I the way I see it, and I'm a fucking idiot that doesn't know what he's talking about. But if you're given blowjobs for like $50, that's a rough life. But if you're having sex with dudes for like $1,000 and you're traveling, that's not a bad job if you like having sex.
If you
and you like traveling, you like meeting people.
Anything is good if you're not being forced.
Yeah, and if you're not disgusted, like I get easily disgusted.
Me too.
So if I had to have sex with people for money, as soon as I'd get someone that wasn't hot, I'd be like, fucking, or like finger banging a chick that smells weird, I'd be like, oh God, I'm going back to college.
But you don't have to do that shit, no? Can't they say no?
But you can't, like, if you're an escort and like you can tell someone, like you can make it flirty and go, hey, how about we wash? Like, let's take a bath. That's what they do,
well,
right?
Well, in massage parlors, it's mandatory to have they have showers
or
in
how about
the
this?
Massage.
Or do you want
so
better?
You,
in every room.
In a like when
it's mandatory.
To,
they tell you shower before.
So that's how you know that it's a rub and tug place, is if you shower first.
Sorry?
That's how you know that it's like a. They're gonna jerk you off. Is
no,
it?
You could. I think even if you're at the spa hotels and stuff, you shower first too.
Because like,
you go to the spa,
I guess,
I've only gotten massages in real places, and they never told me to shower.
Well, I think maybe like massage places, like legit ones, it's sous-entendu and everyone kind of does it. But I guess the clientele they get at, like, you know, brothels.
Yeah, I don't. But know? And when I got a massage, I wasn't like, I'm sorry, I was lifting weights after
fucking
18-hour shift at the fucking the
what
factory.
What they should do if they don't want to bang is what you said, but you go like, let's role play. Get out of the door and I'm going to bring you back in. Mm. You can play the role of a doctor. And then he goes out and you just lock the door.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing this.
So where is the shower? You walk into the rub and tug place. Oh, is it next
in the
to the?
Oh no! Every room
has
a shower.
Own shower.
Has its own shower. Yeah.
That's actually innovative.
So does the chick watch you, wash you, or watch you take a shower?
No.
You just go in, so some fucking guy can just turn the water on.
No. So the way it works is basically. Because
that'd be fucking weird, bro. If I'm washing and just staring at me.
You walk in and basically. The chicks come in and you get to choose one, and whichever one you choose tells you, okay, I'm gonna give you 5 to 10 minutes. I'll be back in 5 to 10 minutes. You know, I have a shower beforehand.
I'm gonna do my taxes.
There's that, and then they leave.
Is that a problem? Can I do whatever I want in those 10 minutes? If I shower quick enough, can I just, I got to do my taxes, send out some tweets?
And then they leave and then they come back and they'll see if you had showered.
Do they, I've asked you this before, but yeah. I keep forgetting. Do they give you an actual real massage first or they just suck your dick?
Oh, well, some of them will give you a massage. Like, it's not even like it's, I would argue.
I thought a happy ending place was a real you massage. Got the real massage, and then at the end they jerk you different. Off.
Look, so in you Montreal, don't need to take a in shower. Montreal.
I learned from him, there are different places. Okay. And different cities do things differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not everything is the same. So there's no, so me and you, we're educated from the TV. So we see mostly American stuff.
Yeah, which so is, they massage you, and then at the end you want... Yeah.
In New York, whereas the Asian lady, she actually gave me a massage, okay. And then she finished me off.
With her hand?
With her hand, yeah.
Okay.
And
it would be more impressive if she finished him off with her feet.
Yeah.
Or nunchuck or something.
Well, if you're into that, you pay extra.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for real.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know?
Finishing you off with nunchucks?
No, with her, with their feet. If you're into like feet stuff.
Get the fuck out of here.
Of course, they'll do anything if you throw money at them.
Yeah, but not everyone is good with their feet. Don't you have to be like...
Yeah, but
like
these broads, bro, they improvise.
You got the chimp. You need the chimp toes.
But yeah. Dudes who are into feet just come, I think, just from like the sensation of the feet and seeing the feet drift them off.
I was never... I'm not into foot.
These people hang around the park, bro. They look for sandals. That type of shit. We see a guy jerking off in the park. He's not looking up. He's looking down.
I'm not into foot porn or like I like a girl's feet doesn't turn me on. But with VR porn, the foot stuff I really like.
Why?
I don't know why. Because it feels real. Because they like I've watched a couple videos and then you get the chick's feet coming towards you and you're like, oh, Jesus, fucking why is this fucking stupid whore putting her feet in my face? And that turned me on for some reason. Me being disgusted. Me going, oh, this is disgusting. Oh, this is good.
Don't kick me in the face.
Well, because you can't actually smell them too. Yeah. Maybe there's probably. That. Maybe there's that.
Yeah.
Meh. You said you want to talk about your birthday?
But I was going to say like a fun fact about men, but it doesn't matter.
What's your fun fact?
So the reason why men are more effeminate nowadays, apparently, is because society has gotten too soft. So they've done experiments with pigs, right? They take pigs and you know how pigs in the farm.
This is
like,
before or after the pigs are recording the view?
No. You know what I mean? If a farm animal pigs. What's the difference, right?
We're getting sued.
So they took pigs basically in farmhouses.
And gave them an easy life. Gave them a fucking nice Chesterfield.
No, but they're in the farm, so it's an easy life for the pig. It's fed.
Is an easy life.
They're working on it.
Look at them.
So hold on.
They have a nice life. We give them fucking grains and then fucking kibble, and then we murder them.
But they don't know. They don't know they're gonna get murdered.
Yeah,
that's So to them, that's the easy life, right? So they get all fat and shit, and they don't have much hair. But then the same pigs they take. And they
put them in a forest.
They put them in the wild, and they turn into boars. They get all hairy. The fat turns into muscle. They grow tusks. So the theory is,
I thought boars are boars.
And pigs.
No. It's the same animal.
Pigs don't grow fucking tusks.
Yes, they do.
Living in the fucking forest.
Are you sure?
No, but they eventually, because there's something in our brain.
After 11 generations. Or right away. You put a pig out. You're like, where's my pig? He's outside.
It's not
goddamn,
right away.
Now he's
it's
hairy.
Not right away. No, it's not right away. It'll happen after. Like, I don't know what's the lifespan of a pig, but it'll happen.
Within his life.
It'll happen. He'll grow
turn
hair.
Into a boar?
Yes, slowly.
Oh, that's insane.
Maybe not exactly like as aggressive as a boar, but he'll become more boar-like and have
Does
more.
Does that work for humans? Like, I have no body hair, so if I lived in the forest for a month.
The whole theory
it's
is.
What's supposed to work like that?
The whole theory is we have in our amygdala, I forgot the thing in our brain.
The amandula amblingata.
The amandula, whatever the fuck it's called in the brain.
I prefer his term, the amygdala. We have like in the gobble.
So we have in the chichi.
It sounded like, to quote my friend who's a turkey.
So there's something in our brain that secretes kind of like a stress hormone.
Okay.
So if we don't go through enough stress... You become soft, and your manly features, the chest hair, the triceps.
That's why my life is too easy. I'm so fucking feminine.
That's why you're growing a vagina.
Yeah, Jesus.
No, they don't come in enough.
Is that why one of my testicles turned into a fucking pussy?
And they even did the comparison with schools. Like when they had events, they had kids that went to like upper echelon schools.
So you're saying school shootings are making kids tougher?
Yes.
They're turning into real men. The Sandy Hook survivors are real men.
This is an interesting take.
Yeah.
No, no, but they've compared.
Not like these fucking fags that have never been shot at. Fucking Yale pussies.
But they've compared students that went to like private schools.
Yeah.
Private high schools in rich neighborhoods, and then they compared them. They had like events where like high school kids that went to inner city schools, they looked more manly. They had their beards coming in. Blacker. They were taller.
Yeah,
they were not just, but in general they looked tougher. They had their muscular frame.
They joined gangs.
It's the same, like, you know how boxers, if your dad was a boxer, chances are you'll be a good boxer. But if your dad was a champion, you're going to be a garbage boxer. Because, like, really? Mike Tyson's kids rich as fuck. So you need to be poor. Only poor people need to know how to fight.
Yeah.
If you're upper middle class, you don't fucking fight. Yeah. Like, I grew up poor. When I was little, I knew how to fight. I don't know how to fight anymore. I don't need to fight. Like, you need to fight when you're poor.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying is poverty is actually a good thing.
It's a good thing. Well, it's not that good. I prefer to be rich and not know how to fight.
Because I don't know, I'll help you out. Because you want to be poor.
No, I don't want to be poor either.
Give me all your money whenever it comes in. Fuck. And you live without it and I'll be good, you'll be good.
No, I don't want
to. That's why it's so hard, like, for fighters to, like, UFC guys that are coming up. And you become champion because you're so fucking hungry.
Well,
you want it so much. And yeah, fucking Conor McGregor, even though now he's built like a fuck, he's this goddamn
alcoholism.
Wide, but he'll never be good again because his life is too easy.
Mm, yeah.
Like you can't be that rich and you're not that tough anymore.
Because you're
like,
hungry
you're still
coming
tougher
up.
Than I am, but.
Yeah, because you're hungry coming up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, you're hungry going down as well.
Yeah.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah. But so I don't know, or for real, can you find out about the pigs turning into boars? Like the same generation.
That doesn't seem.
It doesn't
right,
seem,
yeah.
But it would be so cool if it's true.
But if that's true, that means that we could just like evolution is super fast. So we could be like, okay, if we put this chicken in water in 48 days, it's going to be a dolphin.
So they don't. Technically revert back to original boars. It's like I said, which
that's
are
not what you
which,
said. That's not what you
which
said
are the
all.
Ancestors of domestic pigs, but they do lose their domestication and adapt to the wild very quickly, like around
but
6 months.
But they don't
grow
hair.
That's not what you said.
You said they grew hair and had
everybody
tusks.
Adapts
they
to.
They do.
Yeah. Look. It's like someone that lives in the street, a homeless guy. He,
yeah, he adapts
to being homeless.
They're called feral
but he
pigs.
He doesn't become. A, he
yeah,
doesn't,
no, feral pigs like feral cats. It's not a different species.
He doesn't become.
It means he's feral.
Like a homeless guy doesn't become a
it's
skyscraper
because
he lives outside. I grew up a man, now I'm a tree. Because I live in a park. I'm a park bench.
No, but I'm not, but they grow. They actually, they grow tusks. And it will grow tusks, thick hair, and become more aggressive. Yeah, it's exactly what I said.
No, read from the beginning, bro.
Yeah.
All okay. This
although the domestic pig, as we know
I
it,
see
it's mybossstools.com.
Yeah. I go fuck yourself.
No, but it's true, but it's just because of the way. Look, although the domestic pig, as we know it today, took hundreds of years to breed. Just a few months in the wild is enough to make a domestic pig turn feral.
But
hold on, let me finish.
100% agree with the feral thing.
Let me finish.
But the tusks
finish.
Seems like fake news.
It will grow tusks, thick hair, and become more aggressive.
Okay, but of course it'll like a
it'll become
guy.
More aggressive because it's fucking poor and angry.
But you guys
and
are choosing to ignore the part where I'm saying it will grow tusks and thick hair.
I don't believe the tusks.
I don't
thing.
Believe the tusks. And I'll tell you why. Because there's, you know, those pigs that live in the wild, you know, those beaches that those chicks go swim at in the Bahamas? And they're just chilling.
Yeah.
And they're in the wild.
Like, that's like if I lived in the forest, I'd be tougher than I am now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't grow, like, my teeth wouldn't change.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe my not even my kids' teeth, but maybe in, like, 40 generations of living a garbage life in the forest, my ancestors, like, my great 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 grandkids would have.
Look, they grow mini tusks.
Mini tusks.
Yeah. Mini.
Boars have them. They're really like protruding, and they look.
Yeah,
fucking
they're actual tusks. Yeah. These guys just have teeth.
No, they have these little tiny tusks. They grow out. They don't become.
they don't become full on like aggressive boar tusks from the wild, but they actually start.
They to become come little farm tusks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is just fucking people.
Scientists have tested shit. This.
What scientists?
What scientists?
And what was the test? Yeah. How do you test that?
That's just scientists or it's not a scientist.
I'm a scientist. What are you doing? I put a pig in the forest.
Yeah, it's just being lazy.
And we gotta find him.
His teeth are long. We're gonna call him tusks.
Look, he's got hair now. I don't think that's our pig. I think that's a wild boar. It's our pig. He's got hair and teeth.
No, but they could, it's like how they tag sharks. Yeah. They could tag him, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah, this thing, yeah, it just seems like they're just playing with words. Like, yeah. Well, they're not real tusks. They got long teeth.
No, but those are they're coming. They're tusks.
Yeah,
they're just but not it's as like big
the,
as
like a feral cat. If you let your cat outside after 6 months, it's a tough ass cat.
Yeah,
it's still alive.
Yeah,
but that's what happens.
But
it's not a tiger. It tusks.
But it's not. It's not.
No, obviously, it's not
a mountain lion.
No, yeah. But Anyways,
it's not.
Yeah, so you wanted to talk about, was it your birthday?
Oh, it was my girl's birthday.
Okay.
So she got you a nice pair of glasses?
And
How old? She's 16 now?
15, actually.
15, all right.
And I spent the whole day with her.
And she's 24, right?
Yeah, she's just 24.
With the glasses, just want to make sure.
Oh, wait, we should also test the pig theory out. We should leave him in a forest.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Bastard. I spent the whole day with her. She was very happy. Took her shopping.
That was her 3 days with her, no?
That was her birthday present? You spent the day with her?
I spent the day with her. I took her shopping. But before I took her shopping, I took her to this really nice place an hour away, Taco Bell.
You brought her to Taco Bell?
Brought her to a Taco Bell, like a real gentleman.
Like a real Taco Bell or like a shitty Quebec Taco Bell that's half KFC?
No, a real Taco Bell. Those are closed. They're no longer. It's just KFC now, yeah.
Okay.
So I brought her to a real Taco Bell.
Where? In Ontario?
Ontario, an hour away.
So you drove to another province to buy budget Mexican food?
Hey, Mike, romance.
Yeah.
Romance in the trailer park is different than what we live here. Yeah. You don't fucking judge it. Let him continue.
And was she the one that said, I want to live how... Kid Rock would live if he wasn't rich and famous.
I'm making it seem like it was my idea.
It was her idea.
But she dislikes all fast food.
Except for Taco Bell?
Except for Taco Bell. She loves Taco Bell. She's like, you know, for my birthday, because she only has it like once or twice a year. Like, you know what, take me there and then take me shopping. And we had a good time.
That was a good day for her. Fast food, slow men.
Where'd you bring her shopping? Did you bring her to Dollarama or to the pharmacy?
Baby, you can have anything you want. But only one.
Only one. Yeah, look.
I'm not made of money. I had to buy these fucking glasses.
And Dollarama, that's fucking, it's a fake name. Everything's $2 now. Yeah. So they fucking,
inflation, babe.
So you can have half of anything you want.
Yeah.
You pay half, I'll pay the other.
How much I pay for those goddamn burritos?
What did she have at Taco Bell?
But you know what I noticed? I wanted to talk about this. I noticed, you know what Taco Bell is? Fucking tastes amazing. I will admit this. When you have it.
Food tastes amazing.
When you have it. But the thing is, if you're done and you wait a bit and if you're still hungry, you have the same exact food.
Cold?
No. Warm. As it came out.
Well, it can't be as it came out because you just waited.
No. You wait.
And you wait and for you it order to again. Come out of you?
You wait and you order again. So if you're still hungry, you order again.
It's a weird fat man scenario, but go on.
It is actually pretty disgusting.
But
when you first taste it, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then if you have the same food.
Any food, if you're full, isn't as good anymore.
Yeah.
No, if you're not full, I said. Because we had like tacos and burritos and shit.
And it was delicious.
And it was delicious. And then I was still hungry. And then I ordered two more tacos. I was like, this is not that good.
It's the same way you react to cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Hey, it's not gay if it's only one time, bro.
Which I loved. Yeah. But the second time,
not as good as gay, bro.
It's disgusting.
And I'm convinced it's the same thing with all fast food.
I'm convinced it's the same with any food.
Yeah.
Like you could have pizza. The best
I think you
steak.
Weren't hungry again. You thought you were hungry because that's all you do. You just always eat and then you're like, I think I ate
the
too
The only
much.
Thing that's good once you're kind of full is sweets. That's why people for dessert have cake. They don't have a fucking burrito. That's a thing my dog does that I think is really cute. I started buying him raw dog food and he loves it. And my cat is jealous of him, so I give a bit to my cat and a lot to my dog. So my dog eats his raw food, and then my cat just licks it and then fucks off. So once my dog is done, he's looking at me and he wants more food. And then he goes to the cat's bowl and he eats it like it's dessert. And he loves that food even more because he feels like, I'm not supposed to have this. I'm stealing this from this fucking dummy.
Oh, this is extra.
Yeah, yeah. He fucking loves it.
Fucking dogs are hilarious.
Dude, there's I was obsessed with videos for a minute.
You no longer like videos?
No. With certain types of videos of dogs. There was one video in particular of a Rottweiler drooling. And I swear to God, this dog eats better than most people. It was like a fucking... like fucking Michelin star restaurant for this dog. So they basically, they get all these recipes online and they'll add like a raw chicken leg. Then they'll add a bone of this or a bone of that. And then
that sounds
liver.
Delicious.
And then they add like
I love all my chicken raw.
I fucking raw chicken?
Yeah.
God damn.
He eats better than most people, this dog.
He eats more, better than most people. If you consider that most people live in the third world.
Yeah, and don't want to be food poisoned.
And they'll even add like spices that are made for dogs, like specially made for dogs, but it's like really expensive to feed your dog this way. And I love watching these videos.
Wait, well, can I ask a question?
They're so happy
you
after.
Said that, but do we know what that means? What does that mean?
It's basically how you put like salt.
No, I know, but what are these spices that are only for dogs?
I have no clue, bro.
It sounds fake. It sounds like they're just adding sauce.
They're
it's
adding
like
basil.
Like, these are rare only for dogs. From what,
maybe.
The dog tree?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
Maybe, bro. I don't know.
Your dog eats really well. You
My
actually
dog eats real
cook
food.
For your
Every
dog.
Day.
Do you put any spices? Or?
Sometimes, but rarely. But
and because dogs don't like spices.
No, sometimes, but not spicy. Like if there's like a good thing to put on,
like
we'll put
garlic,
on. Greens, that kind of stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
But you don't put like garlic pepper, or garlic salt, or whatever.
No, we don't want to fuck with her stomach. But she eats well. She eats shit, like actual cooked food. Like I could eat it; it would be the same thing.
Okay,
yeah.
But have you seen the difference of how happy those dogs are, like right after eating all that like raw good food?
No, I don't give her raw anymore. I cook for her. She eats like real food.
That's amazing. Yeah. But apparently they prefer it raw. Well, like big dogs at
least. No, I had given mine raw for a while. We were getting raw. Mm-hmm. But I noticed her stomach, the way she was shitting, it took a while.
But she is a little dog. Yeah.
And then she wasn't super into it. She wasn't excited to eat it.
Yeah.
No, but like big
my
dogs.
My dog is like that. Like every time I get him something new that's really good, the first 3 days he fucking loves it. And then after, like, he I'd have to do what you do, like, just change it up, like, every day. I think I might start cooking his raw food. Yeah.
It's fun to cook it. And then also eggs. My dog loves it. Sometimes for breakfast, she'll have an omelet.
Oh, eggs are very good for them.
Eggs, scrambled eggs.
Do dogs, this is a dumb question, but do they get cholesterol?
For sure.
Like high cholesterol?
But that's a fucking myth, bro.
It is a myth about eggs.
A myth. Dude, you know who's
cholesterol doesn't exist?
No, it does.
Okay.
The eggs thing. They were telling people that for a while. Actual good eggs, if you get organic eggs, are fucking amazing for you.
Yes.
For the longest time, there was so much shit they lied to us about. They pushed us towards sugar, and they pushed us to all this garbage shit that they're telling us, eat this, the zero sugar, the zero fat thing, whatever. Good fats are actually good for you. They led us down the wrong fucking path, and that's why America's fucking obese. Mm. They led everybody down the wrong fucking path. Eggs are super good for you.
Even because for a while they were saying egg whites are really good. The yolk is
you could eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
You could eat the whole thing. It's
like they're high in
cholesterol. How about the shell? Can I still suck on the shell?
If you blend it, some people blend it and they sprinkle it.
What the fuck? I don't do that. I don't like shells.
Well, it's very rich in calcium.
That is someone. That seems like it's someone's immigrant mother.
Yeah.
That wanted to save money, and she's like, "I'm not gonna spend money on this fucking waste food."
I've never seen myself people liking shells. Like I don't like shells.
What do you do? You put them like in a blender, and then it's like
it turns into dust, basically. Yeah.
And then what does it taste like? Nothing, basically.
No, they sprinkle it like salt, and it's good. It adds calcium to your meal.
Does it taste like something?
No, apparently it tastes like nothing.
Okay,
probably doesn't taste. But eggs are awesome. I love eggs.
Yeah, dudes, and it's a superfood.
Go fuck yourself.
But it's true.
I hate that fucking term.
I hate that term. Me too. It bothers me so much.
No food is
superfood. It puts on a cape. It stops crimes.
But that's
the eggs in my neighborhood have prevented four rapes. Like, go fuck yourself.
It's superfood. It's a superfood.
It's a superfood like Christopher Reeve with Superman after he fell off a fucking horse.
Yeah, and are you Googling egg superfood? Because the first time I heard superfood was for kale. And I think they only said the kale was a superfood because it tastes like fucking garbage.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But eggs are awesome.
So the it's a good way to trick people into eating shit that's disgusting.
Yeah.
If you go, it's a superfood. But eggs taste good. So why would you trick
because
people?
Because they have the reason why it's called a superfood is because they have most of the vitamins that we need.
Okay.
Most. So you can get just by eating eggs.
How many vitamins are in there?
Hold on.
Like there's three?
Let's see. I had read up about this a while ago. Fuck, I gotta find a proper
vitamin C min. Preach hates eggs.
Yeah,
but I'm
he's disgusted by eggs.
But I kind of get it because like I could only eat, like I like scrambled eggs, but only at home. I don't like other people's eggs. I find it disgusting. Okay. And also, I can't do what Poseidon does. You know when he gets at the gas stations when we're on tour, the sandwiches that reek. I can't. I don't like those.
Yeah.
So I have a.
But those aren't actually good for you.
No, I know, no, but they're all disgusting.
Because it's all mayonnaise.
Yeah, and it's all salt, so it can stay preserved for a while. So it's bad for your fucking system.
So they have omega, they're omega 3.
Like fish.
They're only 77 calories with 5 grams of fat and 6 grams of protein.
Yeah, no, they're very good. Yeah.
With all 9 essential but those, amino acids.
None of those are vitamins.
Except for omega.
There's a bunch of vitamins.
I'm getting to the vitamins.
66 calories. You got 66 vitamins right there.
They're rich in iron, phosphorus.
You got omega 3, that's 3 more.
Selenium, vitamins A, B12, B2, and B5, among others, okay. They say. So there are more vitamins. About 113 milligrams of choline. I don't know what that is, though. Very important.
That's one of Dolly Parton's best songs.
it's important for the brain.
Choline, scrambled home, sunny side up.
It's good for the brain, apparently.
Okay.
God damn. Yeah, eggs are good for the brain. Yeah, Greeks have been saying that for a while. Yeah, eggs are good for you.
Yeah.
Also good for you, vegetables.
Yes.
The earth vegetables.
As opposed to the sky vegetables?
They even have
I was waiting for him to say something, but he didn't say anything.
Wait, what?
No, it's okay. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, bro, the tree ones aren't that good.
Well, yeah, I thought about it, but I was reading.
I know, you should have said anything. I was going to start arguing about oranges. That's tomato, fruit or veggie?
Fruit. Oh, fuck. I know it's a fruit, but it tastes like a vegetable.
It's a legume.
You're going to piss me off.
Adam, fruit or vegetable?
It's tomato or fruit. Tomatoes are fruits that are considered vegetables by nutritionists.
How annoying is that?
Botanically,
how annoying is that sentence?
Hold on, it's very annoying.
Are considered.
Yeah.
Botanically,
so what would you, if on Jeopardy, if that was the question, wouldn't you argue it if you lost?
It's because of the way it grows.
That's what I'm saying.
It grows like they're such bastards.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable. It's actually a vegetable. It's actually...
No, it's actually a fruit, but it tastes like a vegetable.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like peanuts are a vegetable, I think, since they grow like a potato.
How do peanuts grow? I never
peanuts
even thought about
that. You have to dig them up. They grow in the ground.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, other nuts grow in trees, but peanuts, you have to fucking dig them out like potatoes.
Oh, this nut grew up in Brock X. Yeah. All right, listen, Poseidon, I don't care about your stuff anymore because if you're tired of just being at home and not doing anything, let me tell you what you should do with your life. Go to MikeWard.ca. There are links there. One of the links to his Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekut, because Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, Mike Ward Suzekut.
And I'm going to be on tour worldwide. We got 13 dates in Europe, in Canada, and Quebec. So it's not worldwide, but it's like 6 countries.
That's most of the world.
Yeah, most of the world.
That's most of the world that can speak and listen to podcasts.
Exactly.
It's going to even be in Ontario. So Suzekut is going international, baby.
Yeah.
Catch up. Patreon.com/Suzekut. Get the entire back catalog of episodes. Watch it live on Sundays from here directly. The Bordel, Bordel 2 to be specific. MikeWard.ca. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis. We've got all kinds of shows on my network. We've got fucking the Pantelis podcast. We've got Comfort Zone and the Intellectuals. Comfort Zone, brand new show. A lot of fun, Mike. They did belly stank. They smelled his belly. There's a lot of cool shit happening on that show. Also, check out Poseidon online, ThePoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram, and I Am Poseidon is his website, iamposeidon.com. I am not, he is Poseidon. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.